We're going to turn to something very serious, and that is what's happening in Zimbabwe. They're in the midst of a deadly cholera outbreak and renewed international calls for President Robert Mugabe to step down. Mugabe has announced he will form a unity government soon. Cholera has killed more than 1,000 people, according to the UN. U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe, James McGee, says the country is rapidly deteriorating into a failed state. Ambassador McGee joins us now from Washington. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adora. Pleased to be here.
So how would you describe the specifics that led you to that conclusion?
Adora, the specifics are very simple. We are totally alarmed by the reports of the rise in cholera deaths and infections. As you mentioned, there are now over 1,000 reported deaths and over 18,000 reported cases of cholera in Zimbabwe and the neighboring countries. And this is a situation that does not need to happen. It did not need to happen. It's just a lack of willingness or ability of the government to deal with this situation.
Ambassador McGee, we're hoping that you can help us understand something. We've been following what's been happening in Zimbabwe for months now. All kinds of words have been used to describe Robert Mugabe. Delusional. Every day there are reports of people dying either from cholera now or from malnutrition or from clashes between opposition party members and Mugabe's ruling party. There's no food. Inflation is so bad that people are bartering now because the money is essentially worthless. How in the world does Mugabe hold on to power?
Oh, I think it's a combination of things, Adora. Number one, Mugabe still controls the security forces, and he retains the loyalty of the head of those security forces. So he does have a large and at one time fairly professional security force, maybe the most professional in all of Africa. Now, it's lost a lot of its ability, but it's still there. They do provide that type of cover for the president. And the other thing that I think is extremely important, the real risk takers, those young men and young women who would be out in the streets throwing rocks at policemen, even with guns in their hands, those folks have left Zimbabwe. Things have become so bad that those folks at risk to their lives waded across the Limpopo River into South Africa or crossed the border into Botswana and are now serving as waiters or cooks in those countries.
And so why hasn't the international community, the African community, or the U.S. been able to help mediate the political situation there following the elections this year?
We have tried our best, and we continue to work that issue. The real issue comes down to this, is that it's a issue that the Mugabe government refuses to act in good faith on the global political agreement of September 15th. ZANU-PF and the MDC, this agreement is not going to be viable as long as Robert Mugabe fails to comply with the provisions of this agreement. And so far, he has refused to do so.
I mean, clearly there's a crisis at the moment. We were talking about the cholera outbreak, and that's directly tied to the inability for the government to provide clean water to the population. What are aid agencies doing at this point to deal with that?
Well, I think that I'm very, very proud of what the United States is doing with this, as well as our colleagues in the rest of the international community. Just earlier this week, Deputy Secretary Henrietta Fore announced an additional $6.2 million for anti-cholera efforts coming from the United States. We've had bump-ups in assistance coming from Australia, from the European Union, and from other actors in Zimbabwe. And this is exactly what we want to see. You know, we have a problem here. We need to continue to see international assistance coming into Zimbabwe because, as you mentioned, clearly the government of Zimbabwe has no ability or willingness to deal with this issue.
And let's take a step back and think about the region for a moment. In South Africa, they're having their own political difficulties as the African National Congress is essentially split and they're dealing with upcoming elections and some other issues there. Has that had a profound impact on the ability of countries in the southern region to put pressure on Zimbabwe and Mugabe?
I don't think that we can say that that is the cause there. I think it's important to note that Robert Mugabe is still viewed as a liberation struggle hero by many people and many countries and all across Africa. You know, the reality now that is starting to seep out, though, that that Mugabe has lost this mantle. He's lost everything that he worked so hard for earlier in his life because of nothing more than greed. He and his cronies are enriching themselves while the people of Zimbabwe suffered through horrible hardships.
And so what do you think, is there anyone, any leader who can negotiate with him? Having lived in Zimbabwe like you have and representing the United States, you know him. What do you think it is going to take in order for him to change direction?
I think it's going to take a concerted effort by SADC, by the African Union, and maybe even by the United Nations to make extremely clear to Robert Mugabe and his cronies that enough is enough. That they have to leave office and allow a representative government, a government that reflects the will of the people of Zimbabwe as expressed in the March elections, to move in and take care of the issues in this country. It's plain for everyone to see now that this government is not doing that.
And what is it going to take for that pressure to come from those African leaders?
Well, I think that's something that we're starting to see. I think that the tide is now starting to turn. We've seen calls from Botswana, from Kenya, from Lesotho, and other countries all calling upon Mugabe to leave. The Mugabe regime must leave. And you know, we call on other African nations to do the same.
But what's the consequence if he doesn't?
That remains to be seen. Zimbabwe is a signatory to all the conventions of SADC and human rights, protection of its own citizens. Those are all things in the SADC conventions that Zimbabwe is breaking right now. And, you know, it's going to be SADC, ECOWAS, the EAC, the African Union. All of those bodies together have to step forward and say enough is enough.
And do you see that happening in 2009?
I certainly do hope so, Adora.
Thanks very much for being with us, Ambassador. James McGee, U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe. He joined us from Washington, D.C.